With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the final part of our special series on dangers posed to children nationwide by pending legislation in the California State Assembly, constitutional lawyer Nicole Pearson says if AB 495 passes later this month, any child in California, even one visiting on vacation, could be endangered. That's because anyone could simply download an online form and declare themselves your child's guardian.
California is a sanctuary state, so if a child is brought to this state, then California, Gavin Newsom and his cronies have already declared war on parents and parental rights. So even if you live in Texas, even if you live in Tennessee, the courts, law enforcement are not going to cooperate with the lawful orders and laws and rules of your conservative state.
A rally is slated to oppose AB 495 at the California State Capitol in Sacramento. That's coming up on August 19th. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine should be a participant in ceasefire negotiations. President Trump will be meeting Russian President Putin next week, and Zelensky wants to be included. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 68 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 128. This is SRN News. Canada will pay homosexuals to move there. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The government in Ottawa is encouraging LGBT people in the U.S. and around the world to consider immigrating with the offer of 12 months of income and resettlement support. Canadian officials are working with homosexual pressure groups, including the Rainbow Railroad, which styles itself as the underground railroad that helped slaves escape from the South here in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Some critics say Canadian taxpayers should not be footing the bill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to address the concerns of evangelical Christians who form the bedrock of his Republican support. Mr. Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees and has energized supporters with assaults on abortion and the LGBT agenda. Evangelicals have voted for him in huge numbers at each of his last three elections. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened with modest gains following yesterday's mixed close. While the market continues to fret over the impact of tariffs on the economy, that fear is tempered somewhat by optimism over the prospects of a Federal Reserve interest rate cut soon. President Trump insists the economy is solid despite a recent jobs report that generated concern in some circles. Some also find Mr. Trump's firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics unsettling. Mr. Trump says the Bureau consistently overstated job growth during Joe Biden's time in the White House. Millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts could have the option of putting their money in higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments. That's under an executive order. It's been signed this week by President Trump. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.